Welcome to today's episode. If you're listening, chances are you're stuck in that hustle cycle. Your firm is growing, but you're drowning in work. You're putting out fires, but never getting ahead. And you're wondering, how do other firms run so smoothly while you're buried under endless tasks? Here's the hard truth. Time is money, and right now, you're losing both. But what if I told you there's a way to stop the cycle of burnout and chaos? It all starts with a shift in mindset, embracing automation in your firm. In today's episode, I'm going to break down why growth without stability leads to burnout, how you're not just managing your time, but your team's time too, and why automation is the key to scaling without sacrificing your sanity. Let's dive in. Time emerges as the most precious and frequently mismanaged resource in law practice. Every hour spent on repetitive tasks or responding to redundant client inquiries represents lost revenue that could be reinvested in firm growth. The true cost isn't just measured in billable hours, but in the mental bandwidth consumed by administrative burdens that prevents strategic thinking and growth planning. This is why automation is a must-have in a law firm that has a staff of three or less key people. Automation is the most crucial solution for sustainable scaling. Rather than viewing it as a luxury addition, automation ought to be viewed as a digital assistant that works 24/7 without fatigue or distraction. It is the employee that doesn't forget to do things, doesn't call in sick, doesn't need vacation, and doesn't request a raise or need an annual review. It comes to work every day on time. It works 100 times faster than a human with very little error. And most importantly, it can handle thousands of tasks per minute, where a human can only do one thing at a time. This is why key processes primed for automation include client intake, document generation, reminder systems, and scheduling operations. This systematic approach for implementing automation guarantees that the monotonous tasks that don't require strategic thought process are done by the computer, which frees all of the brilliant staff in the firm for the things that only humans can do and are higher value activities. Most importantly, automation helps with the growth of your business. Let's dig into this a bit more because it is extremely important to illustrate the growth patterns of a successful business. Let's talk about growth first. I know growth gets all the love. Everyone's excited about this phase. It's sexy. You're pushing boundaries, experimenting with new revenue streams, launching new services, you're expanding. But here's the truth. Growth is chaotic. It's not some smooth ride where everything just clicks into place. Growth means trying new things, breaking a few things, and sometimes, yep, failing. It's like riding a roller coaster. You feel the rush, but it's not sustainable for the long haul. You can't just keep going 100 miles an hour without eventually hitting a wall. Let's paint the picture of what this growth phase actually looks like for a law firm. Imagine you've been in the game for a while. You're starting to get more clients, maybe you're handling more cases, and that's all great, but suddenly you're juggling a bunch of things at once. Maybe you're adding new practice areas, trying to build a reputation in a new market, or deciding to expand your team. You're managing more employees, but also dealing with the growing pains that come with that. Now you've got a paralegal, an associate, a receptionist. Each of them has different needs, and you're still trying to manage all of it, even though you feel pulled in 1,000 directions. This is when the chaos starts. You're pushing yourself and your team hard, taking on clients left and right, doing the work of two or three people just to keep up. You're making decisions on the fly, trying to set up systems, but you're so busy doing the work that you can't focus on the bigger picture. You're managing people, but you're also still caught in the weeds of client calls, emails, and meetings. You're probably even pulling late nights just to keep up with the paperwork, wondering if the next big hire or next move will be the magic fix. This stage feels exciting because you can see the results. You're growing, but you're also starting to feel the stress and strain of trying to scale without the right systems in place. You're growing so fast that your old way of doing things no longer works, and that's when things start to break. Maybe clients are slipping through the cracks because follow-ups aren't as consistent. Your team is overwhelmed because they don't have the right tools to handle the load, and you're at risk of burning everyone out. That's the chaos of growth, and while it's thrilling, it's also unsustainable without the structure and systems to back it up. And here's where most people miss the mark. Once you've gone through that growth phase, you can't just keep pushing for more. You have to have what we call a stabilization season. Now, I know, that doesn't sound nearly as exciting, but this is the part where you get to clean up the mess. It's the phase where you stop chasing the next big shiny thing and you focus on making everything that's working run smoother, better, and more efficiently. Stabilization is where the magic happens. This is the phase where you get to take a step back and really evaluate what's working and what isn't. You're not adding more clients or taking on new things right now. You're focusing on solidifying what you've already built. And trust me, this is where things start to click into place. This phase isn't just about cleaning up messes. It's about getting everyone on the same page. It's about defining job roles clearly so your team knows exactly what they're responsible for and no one's doubling up on tasks. You'll sit down with your team, identify each person's core responsibilities, and make sure everyone knows their lane. This is critical for preventing burnout and confusion later. As your firm grows, it's easy for roles to become blurred, but stabilization is about setting boundaries and expectations clearly, and that's where your team can thrive. Now, this is where automation really starts to shine. With clear roles in place, you can start automating the repetitive, time-consuming tasks that used to eat up everyone's bandwidth. For example, if your assistant is handling client intake, scheduling meetings, and following up on documents, you can automate that entire process, from client inquiries to document generation, all without manually handling each step. By automating these tasks, your team isn't bogged down in the mundane stuff. Instead, they can focus on the high-level tasks that actually drive the business forward. When you get the right processes in place, your team can start working together in a more organized, streamlined way. You won't just have a group of people doing their individual tasks. You'll have a cohesive system that everyone is a part of, with automation tying everything together. This is the point where your firm goes from chaotic growth to a well-oiled machine. You'll stop wasting time, prevent overwhelm, and create the structure that can sustain future growth. But here's the kicker. When you skip the stabilization season, also known as the stop, pause, and automate stuff you hate season, you don't just run into problems with your business. You'll start to run into problems with your team. High turnover isn't just a symptom of a bad hiring decision. It's a result of constant chaos. When your employees are constantly overworked, when their time is being sucked into the same repetitive tasks, they'll burn out. And when that happens, your business can't stabilize no matter how many new clients you land or how much you try to grow. And for solo practitioners, this is an even more critical season, because in the beginning of your firm, you are every employee. You're the accountant, the secretary, the personal assistant, the customer service rep, and the lawyer. This is why there is high turnover with solo practitioners. Except in these circumstances, the solo lawyer isn't turning in a pink slip. Instead, they are considering going back to get a real job and shutting their firm down. So, stabilizing your team of one is extremely important and necessary for you to be able to grow into your first hire so that you can begin offloading tasks that you have no business doing. So, whether you are a one-man band or you are a part of a lean team, stabilizing isn't just about you. It's about the reality of human bandwidth and the toll of doing hard work constantly. You can't keep demanding more from your employees without giving them the tools to succeed. If you're constantly feeding them more work without a way to streamline, you'll end up losing them. Fast. People don't stick around in chaotic, unstructured environments. They want stability. They want to know they're contributing to a business that's growing in a sustainable way. That's why it's crucial to get the systems in place, so your team isn't drowning in tasks that could be automated, and so you can prevent that high turnover that's detrimental to your stability. Now, I know you're probably thinking, this sounds great, but where do I even start? If you're ready to begin implementing automation into your firm but aren't sure where to start, we've got you covered. Head over to systemsforlawyers.com/start. We've got a step-by-step guide to help you get automation in place without the overwhelm. Check it out and start freeing up your time and your team's. The mindset shift required for successful automation implementation cannot be understated. Legal professionals must transition from the do-it-all-myself mentality to embracing systems that handle routine operations. This shift allows lawyers to focus their expertise where it matters most while building a more sustainable practice. Time management requires the same strategic approach as financial management. Just as lawyers carefully track billable hours and revenue, they must scrutinize how their time is allocated across various tasks. Every minute spent on work that could be automated represents a direct cost to the firm's growth potential. All in all, the journey toward automation-supported growth requires commitment to changing established patterns. It means examining every process for automation potential and being willing to implement new systems even when the old ways feel comfortable. the end goal is creating a practice that works for its owners, rather than demanding constant sacrifice of time and energy.